I came to America in my late 20s and I didn't even speak proper English. Today, I'm going to share with you the key turning points in my journey and the four pillars I utilized to build what I now call my unshakable wealth ecosystem.
Take your wealth diva journey with me. We are the invest divas. We're the business divas, the wealth divas, the millionaire divas. We are the abundance divas. Each week when you join me, you're going to move the needle towards creating the love, the joy, the wealth, the freedom, and the abundance you truly desire.
Hey there, Invest Divas and Divos. Here's how I went from not having money to pay rent to a $7 million net worth in 6 years, even though I'm a busy mom. I came to America in my late 20s and I didn't even speak proper English. Today, I'm going to share with you the key turning points in my journey and the four pillars I utilized to build what I now call my unshakable wealth ecosystem. My name is Kiana Danielle. I'm the CEO of InvestDiva.com, where I teach you how to take control of your financial future and make your money work for you. My goal with this channel is to help you learn the methods to go from wherever you are right now to a $1 million portfolio and more. Later in this video, I'll explain how many of my students and perhaps even you can go from a 10K portfolio to a $1 million one. So here's my roller coaster ride from $500 to $7 million in just 6 years. Picture this. I was born and raised in Iran, right in the middle of a Middle Eastern war. We had bombs dropping on our neighbors as I was growing up. At the age of 18, I took a leap of faith and flew solo to Japan to study electrical engineering. And guess what? In Japanese. I hung out there for 7 years all on my own. I know, sounds wild, right? But hey, I did learn Japanese, which became my second language after Farsi. Then came 2010, a turning point, which I spilled the beans on in my best-selling book, Million Dollar Family Secrets. This nudged me to switch majors, pack up, and zip off to the finance capital of the world, New York City. In just a year, I waved sayonara to Tokyo. It felt like I was living the dream, a high-flying job on Wall Street, surgeon boyfriend who I seriously thought was the one. And to top it all off, an apartment on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. You know, just like the ones you see in the shows like Gossip Girl, Sex and the City, and Friends, which is how I learned English. I felt like I was living the Alicia Keys anthem in New York. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. I call myself a diva and I can't even sing. But boy, was I in for a surprise. On a fine day when I thought I had knocked it out of the park at work, I got fired. Days later, my boyfriend dumped me. And before I knew it, I was flat. This wasn't my first rodeo with rock bottom, having traveled from Iran to Japan and then to the US, but it sure felt like the hardest one. I had literally just got a taste of the good life and boom, it was all taken away from me again. And here's the kicker. English, my third language, was still pretty hard for me to speak properly. So I felt unemployable and too heartbroken to make rational relationship decisions. But I also kind of felt like I had slipped back into an old habit, like that very one that had pushed me to rock bottom again and again and again in the past. And it was now driving me towards a welfare home. There it was, my welfare diva mentality. I knew this time I had to break free before I sunk even deeper. And that's when I kickstarted with what I now call my Invest Diva journey. I was so itching to regain control over my life. I had this urge to make my money work for me. So I started trading. And then I lost all my money in a single trade. Then another idea popped into my head. If I become famous, I'll become rich. So I doubled down on my efforts. I learned how to read off a teleprompter, what I'm doing right now, and dove headfirst into reporting on the online financial market. Slowly but surely, I started getting some spotlight from the media like Time Magazine, Forbes, CNBC, and Business Insider. But here's a little secret. I was still broke. And I wasn't the only one getting media attention while still being broke. Take Lady Gaga, for instance. The 9-time Grammy Award winner was $3 million in debt after her Monster Ball tour. There are so many social media influencers with millions of followers who are just as broke. How is that possible? I'm going to get into that in just a little bit. But first, let's address another burning question. You might be thinking, Kiana, if you were so good at investing to make it to national TV, how are you still broke? Let's strip it back to basics. Have you wondered what is the real deal with investing in online financial markets? Investing helps your money work for you. The sooner you hop under this train, the better. Did you know that if you just invest $50 per month for your child the moment they're born, they could be a millionaire by the time they're 65? That's just $40,000 saved, ballooning into $1 million through investing over time. That sounds better than not investing at all, right? And of course, $1 million in 65 years is way better than $40,000 over the same period, right? But let's be real. Isn't that just too long to wait? Like 65 years? Oh my gosh. Hold up. Here's where I need to clarify a few things. When I talk about investing, I'm talking about long-term investing, not day trading. Day trading is gambling, and it's what actually slowed my millionaire journey. Long-term investing is about making your money work for you. Got it? Great. Now that we're on the same page, I invite you to stick around and learn how I achieved financial freedom and became a multimillionaire and how you can do it too. Hey, but what do I mean by a millionaire? There are four types of millionaires, and the one most people have in mind is actually not a real millionaire. What? Let's break it down. The first millionaire type is a cash flow millionaire. That's the one who rakes in over $1 million per day, per month, or per year. The second type is an asset millionaire, someone whose net worth, assets minus liabilities, exceeds $1 million. The third type is a portfolio millionaire, someone whose investment portfolio, including both realized and unrealized capital gains, is over $1 million. The last and fourth type of a millionaire is a trust fund millionaire, someone with a trust fund system that safeguards their assets, minimizes their taxes, and ensures a smooth transition to the next generations. Fun fact, if you're just a cash flow millionaire, more often than not, you might actually be broke and have nothing to show for it. I know a lot of broke cash flow millionaires. I spilled the beans on them in my video, Five Lies That Keep You Broke. Let me ask you a question. What type of millionaire do you want to become? You want to become all these millionaires. How did I become all four, even though I'm a busy mom? Definitely not day trading. Trading is like being in a high-stake adrenaline-fueled got car race. It's risky, keeps your heart pounding, and demands your undivided attention all day. Can't do it as a mom. My multimillionaire status definitely involved investing, though. That's your smooth, long-distance flight with minimal turbulence and hands-off strategy. Best part, it only needs an hour of your time every month. I've got a whole free masterclass that digs into this. You can access it through the link below or simply head over to investdiva.com/masterclass and save your seat for today's session. Once I've finally figured out the difference between trading and investing, I started again with a humble portfolio, adding $500 per month, and you know what? Skyrocketed. I turned that $500 a month into a cool $50,000 portfolio in just 3 years. Sounds impressive, right? But that barely covered the down payment for our house. And that magical growth from $500 to $50,000, that's called compounding. Albert Einstein apparently said compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. One day I was vibing with some Tony Robbins and he inspired me to ask myself a wacky yet empowering question. What if I added some zeros to my monthly investment? I added one zero. If I had upped my game and had started investing $5,000 per month using the same strategy, in 3 years, I would have been sitting on a $500,000 portfolio. I added another zero. With $50,000 invested per month, I'd be swimming in a $5 million pool of wealth in 3 years. Then I thought, why not go all out? I added another zero. Investing $500,000 per month sounds bananas, but hey, if you don't dream big, you won't win big, right? If I had gone that route, that investment with the same exact strategy would have ballooned into $50 million in 3 years. That's way better than 50K. And that's the power of compounding. Can you imagine all the wealth entrepreneurs and business owners are leaving on the table because they're not using the magic of compounding? I know, I can see you raising an eyebrow at me. Hey, Kiana, have you lost it? $500,000 investment per month? I don't even have $5,000 in my savings account. I was just like you not too long ago, just a few years ago. I would have thought this is some sort of scam. But when you ask yourself the right questions and get into the right mindset, things change. And for me, things changed once I built an online business, automated it, and scaled it. That allowed me to start pouring in $50,000 to $250,000 per month into my investment portfolio using my Invest Diva Diamond Analysis or the IDDA strategy. And it worked. My income started going up and then my portfolio began compounding exponentially. I'm going to get into the details of that in 20 seconds, but that's how I went from $50,000 portfolio to a $7 million portfolio in just 3 years. Now let's get to the details of the actual framework that got me here, what I call the Unshakable Wealth Ecosystem, its four pillars, and how it can help you. This framework elevated me from welfare diva to millionaire diva. Let's zoom out. Are you seeing the bigger picture yet? Having a huge following on social media, influence alone won't automatically make you a millionaire diva. Earning big income isn't the only ticket either. Remember, plenty of professionals with high cash flow are still living paycheck to paycheck and just investing small amounts. Well, that's going to take forever to get you to a millionaire diva status. What did help me to go from a welfare diva to a millionaire diva, from barely scraping by to achieving actual financial freedom in such short time, was constructing the Unshakable Wealth ecosystem is built on four key pillars: influence, income, investing, and insurance. Pillar number one is influence. Don't confuse this with trying to wow people or show up. No need to fake it, drive around in a fancy car, or pretend to be someone else. Influence to me means making an impact. In the past, I tried so hard to impress people, suppressing my true self, pretending to be someone else. But let me tell you, my business took off when I embraced who I really am. Each time I've hit a roadblock, it's because I was forgetting who I really was. But when I dug deep to discover my life purpose, my influence and my impact grew. Did everybody on the internet like it? Nope. But did it help me reach and inspire those who could actually benefit from my unique and, let's face it, kind of weird approach? Absolutely. Speaking of my weirdness, if you're enjoying this so far, smash that like button to help me with the algorithm and subscribe and hit the notification button so you don't miss out my future videos about building wealth. Back to influence. The goal is to become a key person of influence, somebody who can inspire and empower a specific niche of audience. You can do this by writing books. Hint, becoming an author gives you authority. Sharing your expertise on social media and getting featured on different platforms. If I, an immigrant girl who's still perfecting her English, can do it, so can you. We now also have ChatGPT to grammar proof you. Next up, pillar number two, income. The best way to boost your income is by owning a business that doesn't rely on your time to generate revenue. I delve in on how you can create an automated business using your existing skills in my Business Diva and Build More Wealth trainings. My strategy was to create an automated coaching business focusing on a very specific niche. And when I combined this targeted approach with my influence, my income skyrocketed in 2020. The third pillar is investing. When my business income started floating, I didn't blow it all in on a crazy luxury lifestyle. After covering my basic bills, I split my remaining income evenly, half back into my business so I can compound my income, and then investing the other half into my portfolio so I can compound my investments. This allowed my net worth to start compounding exponentially. Imagine compounding and then adding another dose of compounding on top of it. You can call it double compounding, compounding squared, compounding to the power of two. And that's how you accelerate your portfolio and build more wealth faster. Last but not least, the fourth pillar, insurance. Once my net worth hit $1 million mark, it made sense to me to protect my wealth. I found a trust fund expert to set up a non-statutory uncommon law trust fund, similar to what the Rockefellers use. This allows you to own nothing but control everything while preserving your wealth and reducing your taxes. Cha-ching! To recap, the Unshakable Wealth ecosystem is built on influence, income, investing, and insurance. By setting up these four pillars properly and automating them, I turned my financial struggles into the financial freedom I enjoy today. I went from a welfare diva to a millionaire diva, and my goal is to help you do the same. I'm in a whole video on five biggest lies you've been told about your money that keeps you poor. Go check it out here. And remember, this journey is possible for anybody who's ready to put in the work. Your past, your education, or even the size of your bank account right now does not matter. What really counts is your willingness to learn, your ability to take action, and your determination to take control of your financial future. It's never too late to start. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, give this video a thumbs up if you enjoyed it, and share it with somebody you love. Keep making your money have babies, my fellow Invest Divas and Divos. I'll see you in the next video.